The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Eat a sandwich. Eat a sandwich. Any kind of flavor. It doesn't matter which. Put a big piece of bread on each side. You're in for a delicious ride. Eat a bite of sandwich and you're good to go. Eat a
sandwich. Yeah. I was wondering why I heard you singing yesterday.
I knew. I wonder why I was laughing.
It was so nice of you to play my theme song.
Leave it to Gary.
Time for our true or false trivia question. Get ready to text the true or false to 411-923, and we'll select a random right winner and send you state pass parks. Good to any of the 35 Arizona state parks. And if because we're covering Douglas this month for our staycation winners staying, there are a number of great ones down there. The Tucson Courthouse, Karshner Caverns, Tubac Presidio, Patagonia Lake, San Rafael are just five of the great 35 Arizona state parks. We need to make sure we've got like five passes for our staycation winners so they can go to all those.
You betcha.
All right, Douglas. The town of Douglas was originally called Red Water due to the high silt content found in the freshwater resources. T if it's true, F if it's false, to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner after at the end of this programming segment. Back to our Arizona Highways officer, Kelly. How do you land a job eating sandwiches and getting paid for it and writing stories? You did something right in your past.
That's a really good question because it's kind of ridiculous. You know, my boyfriend Christian, he rolls his eyes all the time because I say my job is really just a hobby with a paycheck. Working for Arizona Highways is the best thing that ever happened to me. I get to travel all across the state. I get to meet really wonderful people, explore really beautiful places, and get to write about it. So I pinch myself every day. But yes, I did get really lucky early on in my career and just wrote a lot about anything. You know, I was really open to writing about history, science, the environment, people, and somehow it worked.
We've covered mainly Wickenburg South, but right. You also have Prescott, Cottonwood, Camp Verde, and Flagstaff on this. And I sent our promotions team is in Flagstaff this weekend at the Homeco Home Show in Flagstaff. I'm like, all right, you got to take care of this for me. You got to hit the meats shop in Flagstaff,
yes.
Which, judging by the picture, looks like the best, just because I'm a huge Mufalata fan.
You know, I lived in New Orleans for a time when I was a girl, and so I grew up eating Mufaladas, and at Proper Meat and Provisions, it's right on Route 66 in Flagstaff. That was the first time I was like, oh, this tastes right. This tastes like it should. That sandwich came at the end of a very long day, and I just thought, there's no way. I can't eat one more sandwich. But then they put that in front of me, and I said, okay, I can make it happen. It was incredible. It's really an interesting restaurant because it inhabits this really cool old space that used to belong to the Grand Canyon Cafe, which was owned by this wonderful Asian family, and they would mix American and Asian cuisine there in that restaurant. There was a reincarnation of the Grand Canyon Cafe several years ago, and unfortunately, it didn't make it. But Proper moved into that place, and they've really stayed true to like the historical awesomeness of that building. So it's really a great place to visit when you're in Flagstaff.
Lance sent me a picture of it last night, and he's like, I'm coming back up here just for this sandwich.
It's great. It's wonderful. And again, they're a deli too, so they sell wonderful cuts of meat. They have sausages, everything else, you know, some other, you know, more culinarily exploratory things that you can buy.
Amanda and I love pickles.
Yes.
And every single one of these delis that have pickles, I bring some home. She brought some home from the local press out of Wickenburg yesterday. I got some from the sausage shop.
Great. Yes, those horseradish pickles at the local press in Wickenburg are just craveable.
I highlighted those in my copy here. I'm going to go find those.
They're wonderful. And they have that perfect pickle crisp. You know, you can just hear that bite.
Now, I missed something in conversation earlier because you guys were talking about the front cover.
Yeah. Kelly let me know that they'd had some complaints about it, and I looked and looked at it and couldn't figure it out. But,
you know,
clue is in.
People think that Arizona Highways is just a photography magazine. And I understand, we have an incredible photographic legacy. People are used to seeing these sweeping landscapes on the cover and in our pages. So when you put something like a sandwich on the cover, that throws a lot of our loyal readers
off.
It
wasn't the sunset or Sahara.
Exactly. So we had really a small amount of complaints. Most people are really excited because they'll use the magazine to plan their next road trip. But there were a few people that just weren't having it.
Even had one sent back.
Yes. We had a very nice letter from a reader. It was incredibly gracious. And she explained that she reads Arizona Highways because of the beautiful photography. It's a chance for her to explore from her sofa, you know, from her kitchen table as she's drinking her coffee. So she sent this one back to us.
Did she know there's like 60 pages inside the book that's got
too many sandwiches, I guess. But at least she was very nice about it.
Arizona Highways author Kelly Vaughn, thank you for your wonderful article in April's Arizona Highways, Arizona Sandwich Tour. All local, all Arizona.